Please be seated. Let's take a look at one person's struggle with fear and doubt. I'll never forget the story that my father used to tell me. He said one morning, very early, he says his mother came into his room and woke him up. And he says that tears were just streaming down her eyes. The day was December 7th, 1941, the day that Pearl Harbor was bombed. This woman, my grandmother, was so full of fear and doubt about her son going to war. She was just terrified for his future. You know, my father did serve. He served in the Army. And later, after the war, he went over to some of the Pacific Islands and served there as well after the war. And he came home, and let me tell you, he had some of the most incredible stories that he would share with us. He came home after being on those islands and told stories just like this next one about another man's struggle with doubt and fear. During World War II, a U.S. Marine became separated from his unit. There had been a lot of fighting, and the smoke and the dust was everywhere, and somehow he got separated from his unit. Alone in the jungle, he decided that he was going to have to try and hide and take refuge because the enemy soldiers were getting closer. So he found his way high up on a mountain, on a ridge, where there were several caves. He crawled into one and he hid. And although he was safe for the moment, he realized that once the enemy soldiers that were looking for him came up that side of that mountain, he would be found and he would be killed. And so he sat right there and he prayed, "Lord, if it be your will, please protect me. Whatever your will, though, I trust in you. Amen." After praying, he laid quietly in his cave, all the while listening intently as the enemy was getting closer and closer. He said, "Well, I guess the Lord isn't going to help me out of this one after all." Then he saw a spider begin to build a web over the front of the cave. As he watched, listening to the enemy outside searching, all the while the spider continued to build this web across the opening of the cave. "Ha," he thought, "what I needed was a brick wall, and the Lord has sent me a spider web. God has a sense of humor." Well, he continued to hide, but know that the enemy was getting closer every moment, and he knew he was going to have to make his last stand. To his amazement, though, the enemy soldiers came to the front of that cave. They looked in, and they moved on. For you see, the enemy saw the spider web and realized that no one had gone into that cave for a very long time. The man got down on his knees and he prayed, "Lord, forgive me. I had forgotten that in you a spider web is stronger than a wall of bricks." This man, he doubted his faith while waiting for the enemy to find him in his cave. In our gospel message today from Matthew, we're going to hear another person who doubted his faith, and that was Peter. Our story starts today in the Gospel of Matthew, right after the feeding of the multitudes. You know, the bread and the fish story. Well, Jesus had gone ahead and sent his disciples in a boat on across the lake while he went up to a mountain alone to pray. But as would have it, one of those notorious storms developed. The winds began to blow and the waves get high, and the disciples were in trouble. They were not able to go against that strong wind and those waves. And as the night wore on, Jesus realized they were in trouble. and they needed his help. So what does he do? He walks right out to them and stands there next to them, appearing to them on the lake about halfway across. The significance, of course, is that Jesus came to them in their hour of need. Peter sees Jesus walking, and he turns and he says, "Wow, I want to come out there, Lord." And Jesus says, "Come." Now we could say Peter's strength of faith is strong, because he does step out of the boat and he begins to walk. But the very moment that Peter takes his eyes off of Jesus and notices the wind and the waves, he begins to sink into the lake. And he cries out in this moment of doubt, "Lord, save me." Well, Jesus immediately reaches out his hand and catches him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Now, we could say a couple things here about Peter. We could say that he was acting on impulse without thinking about what he's doing. As a result, you know, Peter was a bit impetuous, and often he would fail. But he never completely failed here, because in his greatest moment of need, he grabbed a hold of Jesus. What we see here is a disciple in the making. This is a disciple role model for us to follow. And his faith just keeps getting stronger and stronger. Jesus and Peter step into the boat, and the water becomes completely calm. The disciples in the boat say, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The disciples worship Jesus, and here is the claim that Jesus is the Son of God. So what does this gospel message tell us today? What is the good news for us to take home? First, it challenges us to look at the storms in our own lives, storms that might cause us to doubt. There are times when we are up against all kinds of personal storms in our lives. There's accidents, there's illnesses, there's divorce, there's a desperate struggle against temptation, sorrow, and decisions. Where are the storms that can cause you to doubt today? Could it be when you had to turn off life support of a loved one? Could it be when you've had to deal with a child that is stillborn? From my own personal experience, I can tell you there was a time in our lives where we cared for three people over the age of 80. And we dealt with the storms of Alzheimer's and cancer, heart disease, diabetes, all within this group of people. And it made me question my faith, and it got in the way of me focusing on Jesus. When we focus on our own storms, we lose focus on God. Let us never forget, though, that Jesus is with us right in the midst of every single storm that we face. When Jesus is with us, he will calm our fears. For you see, God has promised he's always going to be with us. The second aspect of good news from this reading is we also see here that the disciples are proclaiming Jesus as the Son of God. This is their claim, but you know, it's also our claim. The Jesus of then is the Son of God for us today and for every generation to come. And what should our response be? We should proclaim him as our Lord and Savior and gather to worship. We are a church, a congregation that is asking God to lead us forward, to find His preferred and promised future for this congregation. We began this morning at 9 o'clock. We continue Tuesday at 7 p.m. And we are looking for God's vision for this church. We are a congregation of people that God is asking to get out of the boat and walk on the water. Will you come and help us? Will you come and listen and share your ideas? Will you come and pray with us? I pray so. Now, a perfect example of the constant storms and doubt that you can relate to, many of you here in this room, is from one of my childhood Saturday cartoon characters. You remember the Road Runner and Wile E. Coyote? You know, that Road Runner, he was fast and he could take off. And you know what was so neat about him is he could make that quick 90-degree turn and not fall off the cliff. Well, Wile E. Coyote wasn't quite fast enough. He would come and he would chase him, and what would he do? He'd run right off the edge of a cliff. And he'd begin to fall, and with all of his strength and his might, he would grab a hold of a twig sticking out the side of that cliff. And then the inevitable happened. You heard a loud crack. The twig would break and he would fall. That story is similar to our gospel message today about Peter's faith. For you see, just as Wild E. Coyote, with all of his strength, could not hold on to that twig and could not keep it from breaking, Peter, with all the strength of faith that he had, could not keep from sinking. For you see, the key to great faith is not how strong our faith is, but what our faith holds on to. Faith that holds on to the promises of God, that faith will never fall, because God promises they are never going to break. At all times in our lives, when we face fear and doubt, and that's going to be a regular basis for us, we need to realize that not a single one of us is ever going to struggle alone. Jesus, the Son of God, is in the midst of the storm of our lives with His hand outstretched to every one of you. So the next time you are being battered about by one of life's storms, let go of the storm and walk into the saving arms of Jesus Christ. Amen.